I can't think of one right now.
How about, would you say raise?
Yes, uh-huh.
Or would you say rear?
Either one. I think all three of those I would use.
Okay. And if you look like one of your parents, how do you say that? Do you say you look like them, or?
I resemble so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, in the old days in El Paso, it seems to me that most people, if they didn't go to the hospital to have a baby, they would have the doctor come out and pay a house call to them. But in some rural areas, there would be a woman who would come and help out with the birth. And she wasn't necessarily a medical, medically trained person. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to remember what they called her?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but there was a name for her.
Did you ever hear of the term granny woman?
Hmm?
Granny woman?
No.
That's a term that I've heard from the West, but obviously not in El Paso. Nobody has ever heard that one before.
No, I never have.
Okay. Now, the two people who love each other very much, they want to spend the rest of their lives together. They get... What do they do?
What is it now?
If two people love each other very much, they want to spend the rest of their lives together, a man and a woman, what do they want to do? They want to get...
Married.
Mm-hmm. And... the woman is the man's, well, when after they get married, the woman is the man's
wife.
Uh-huh. And now in the church, in during regular Sunday services, right, the pastor preaches a, what does the pastor preach? The talk that he gives to the congregation.
The sermon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
Yes. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And another word for university.
College.
Mm-hmm. And you go to college to get what?
A degree.
Uh-huh. Or to basically get a higher...
education.
Mm-hmm. And you would check books out from where?
Library.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, did you have children?
Yes.
What were you?
I have one son.
Mm-hmm.
And I reared two nephews.
Oh, okay. And you are your mother's what?
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's sister would be your...
Aunt.
Uh-huh. How about your mother's brother?
Uncle.
Mm-hmm. And in the old days, was there a separate name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man? Did they have different names?
Female?
Yeah. So, were they all called teachers? Were they all called teachers?
Yes, I think
whether
so.
Whether man or woman, they were all called teachers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is...
The best man.
Uh-huh. And one of the women who stands up with the bride, but she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor. She's just a...
Relative, would you say, or sister?
Well, it's one of those girls who... they all wear the same dress, and there's a line of them.
Yes. Well, I've forgotten what that is.
Well, would you call them attendants?
Or yeah, you could.
Or bridesmaids?
Bridesmaid, except she's not really with the bridesmaids, is she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bridesmaids. Yeah.
Okay. And the people who are related to you are your...
Relatives.
Uh-huh. And people who are not related to you?